It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Hey, it's just you and me here on Radio MD. And listen, if you want to follow us on Radio MD, go to your Radio MD. And that would be the handle for Twitter and for Facebook. And do you remember where handle came from? The term handle, I think it was from the old Citizens Band radio. I remember my dad, and the truckers used to have them for communication, and my dad had one. We all had one. It was like really the first communication that I, as a almost 50-year-old woman, from a cell phone or anything else, saw was this big CB radio, and his handle was the medicine man because he worked for one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. Yep, my upbringing was by two pharmacists. Can you believe it? But and I became the naturopathic doctor that I am, and definitely my parents to this day do think that I was switched at the hospital and they got the wrong kid. But it's all right. We're working it out. All right, so listen. This segment is about nothingness textbook, and I as a practitioner, this is a segment that is really near and dear to my heart, and I'll tell you why. I have in my practice mostly heard of too many stories of people, patients, saying that their doctors that they saw dismissed what they were going through, and they didn't do complete testing, or in medicine, here's what it is. It's called differential diagnosis. Okay, so if you present to your doctor and you have a complaint, let's just use fatigue as an example. We have to list together, either in our minds or actually on paper, what are all the possible reasons based on your history and whatever else that you can give, whether it's an hour-long conversation with perhaps a naturopathic doctor or a five-minute conversation with an HMO, conventional Western reductionistic doctor, but whatever information that they can get, what we're supposed to do is create these differential diagnoses, meaning, all right, so fatigue, could it be anemia? Sure, maybe a chronic virus like cytomegalovirus or Epstein-Barr virus. Could it be an immune dysfunction? You know, we have to list all the potential things that this could be. And then the way that you help your brain think is that you rule in or you rule out things, okay? And so that's the biggest thing. But like I was saying, I've had so many stories of people coming through and the diagnosis really not being considered because guess what? From the textbook that was written, I don't know when and by whom, but they weren't the right age, or they weren't the right gender, or it didn't fit the textbook case. And guess what, folks? I have had a 26-year-old male die of colon cancer on my watch because he had symptoms. He went to his primary care doctor with these symptoms. He didn't fit the textbook case of a older man perhaps having colon cancer, and this gentleman died of colon cancer because we weren't willing to actually listen to the body, listen to the symptoms, ask the right questions, and get the right answers. And so my shout out to all of you is that nothing is textbook, and you have to fight hard to basically listen very, very hard to your body. And you know that your doctors work for you. Let me give you another example. Now, everybody knows I'm a CrossFit fanatic. Not fanatic. I just like the idea of being fit and helping people get fit and safe across many different metrics. And I coached actually three classes today. And a couple weekends ago, I competed in a charity CrossFit competition. And it was called Barbells for Boobs. And it's a nonprofit organization. And what they do is they provide funding to breast centers globally through Mammograms in Action, and it's a grant program. Now, I understand that there's controversy regarding mammograms, and we're not going to get into that this segment, but hey, you got to stay tuned because we will. So as a last resort, resource of thousands of people who do not qualify for government funding or other charitable resources in the detection of breast cancer. All right, so here's the deal. The story that started Barbells for Boobs was about Sarah, all right? The woman who started the charity explained that her best friend, at the age of 26, presented to a breast clinic because she had little funds but had noticed a lump on her breast. She actually noticed it. And if you're not doing self-breast examinations, you need to, both men and both women. both men and women, I should say. Women, we have a opportunity because we cycle, and you got to pick the same time every month, get a shower, use a little soap. Men, you need to be able to detect breast cancer, too, because, yes, you have estrogen receptors. All right. So the clinic sent her away because, and they told her to come back when she was 40. She was 26 at the time because that's when you have your first mammogram, right? That makes sense. That's what they say. That's what's in the regulations, the rules, the recommendations, the textbooks. Well, sure enough, this young lady was soon diagnosed with breast cancer within weeks. So Sarah, the woman who started the program, she wanted to help her friend to raise money for her treatment. So she turned to the community, and they threw a fundraising event at a local CrossFit affiliate gym. Now, at the time, they raised over $4,000, and Sarah happily presented it to her friend. And her friend said, hey, thanks, but I don't want it. You know what I really want? What I want is for anyone at any age to have access to early detection and treatment of breast cancer. And with that, an organization like Barbell for Boobs was born. Here's my point, though. Once again, 26-year-old woman, obvious self-felt, self-diagnosed breast lump, goes to a breast clinic, is declined because why? She wasn't old enough to have breast cancer. Well, listen, in this day and age, what we really have to do, there is no textbook presentation for the disease. Too young, too old, too small, too healthy, the wrong gender, forget about it. The best textbook you have when it comes to detecting something that is wrong with your body is you and your body, all right? You know your body. You know what it feels like. You know what it feels like when it doesn't feel right, and that's what we have to pay attention to. Remember, your doctor works for you. Your practitioner works for you. Nothing is textbook. You have to understand the signals, the communication. Those are little hints from your body saying, hey, something's out of balance, and I need your attention. Stay awake to those signs. Pay attention. Know your body is always, always communicating with you. All right? That's what I believe symptoms really are. They're these little tugs. They're these little whispers that, hey, something got out of balance. Need your attention. Slow down. We need to get it back in, all right? So we have to be gentle with the process, but we got to trust our bodies because nothing is textbook. And so when you go into your doctor, remember, and I've said it like 8 times this segment, I think, but your doctor works for you. You are the boss. Guarantee it. You drive the boat. At the end of the day, I always tell my patients, listen, this is a partnership. I am going to listen to you, and with the best of my ability, the best of my education, and anything else that I can do, I want to give you good recommendations with solid rationale, but at the end of the day, you have complete 100% responsibility for anything you put in your body and anything you do and any reaction your body has. Sure, we can communicate, but at the end of the day, the patient, the person that I work in honor with, has sole 100% responsibility. I make recommendations. I don't really believe in doctor's orders. It's more like, this is what I think is best. What do you think? Do you want to talk about it? Once again, you got to be able to understand symptoms as communication. Now, in medicine, it's that differential diagnosis. And we have to do the spectrum. Hey, could it be that lifestyle stuff, you're not getting enough sleep. I'd be tired too if I listened to your story. Or there's an active disease process in process, and we really have to discover it and take care of it. All right? I want to thank personally Lauren, my producer of this show, for keeping me on track and getting us great information and great guests. Sonar and Kevin, also for keeping me on track when it comes to technology and all that stuff that keeps us connected. And especially you out there, the listeners, who every single day tune in to Radio MD and allow yourself to use your mind a little better to take care of yourself. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine, and you are on Radio MD. You can follow us Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.